Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 nine-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
Network powered by Spotify. Cousin Sal comes to you on Valentine's Day. Oh, it's my absolute favorite. Mikey Meatballs producing this disaster of a show. And joining me, as always, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the D3, Harry, Brother Bry, and Darren the Parlay Kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
What's up, Sal?
What's going on, buddy?
I don't know why I'm so chipper and the Sicoli brothers. I feel like Harry has the correct tone. We're done with football. So sad. We have how many days? 936 days until football, until kickoff, kickoff classic, whatever they call it. Oh, my goodness. Well, let's recap what happened this Sunday. It was me. It was Darren. It was Brian. We all won our Super Bowl pick, which was the Chiefs plus 1.5 or 2.5, somewhere in there. They needed overtime to defeat the 49ers 25-22. Harry lost with San Francisco. The game went over miraculously. My goodness. Bry, it was 13-10 going into the fourth quarter. They needed every stinking point. Everything that happened had to happen for this game to go over. So I think that's the unders are the bad beats, right, Bry, for as far as the game's concerned.
Oh, if you had the under for sure. But a lot of people might have got it at like 47.5 or 48, though, right? It's just a question. It ended at 46.5, but it definitely was a little higher before then. It's amazing, though, right? It drops. I think it dropped pretty much in Super Bowl Sunday, right? To 46.5 on the day. And it ends at 47 after it just definitely no offense did the whole game.
So all the teasers win. All every two team teaser wins, Parlay Kid, I think, right? If you had the Niners plus 4, you're good. 4.5 and every over under teaser
won.
Crazy. Which didn't make sense. When the Niners are up 10-0, you're like, oh, every teaser's going down, right? And there's no life out of the Chiefs at all. We have a weird thing here. So we did a thing of Kappa consequences because Harry had the worst regular season record and he went on Radio Row and he recited Taylor Swift lines to current and former players and then asked for a hug. Harry, good job by you. What did you think of that? I'll tell you what, you were fearless. I have to give you credit in doing that.
It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me, right, Sal? I guess that's the way it goes.
Who was weirded out the most out of everybody you approached?
That scumbag Donovan McNabb, probably.
Why is he scumbag? It's your Syracuse boy. Remember, what do you mean?
I was trying to make peace here. I've had a thing with Donovan McNabb.
The rivalry between you two is amazing.
That's true.
I'll put it that way.
Right, that's
you guys
true.
Look all so
right.
Happy in the photo you took together, though. He was smiling. He was smiling in the picture, though.
Oh my god,
he was
it was great, guys. Because Harry is reciting these, super. What do I want to say? Forceful lines to these players, and they're looking at him weird. And then he asked for a hug, and I think most of them like reluctantly gave the hug because they knew that was the end of the interaction. Like, all right, if I could just hug this guy, I'll hopefully never see him again. Well, that's not going to be the case.
I'll say this, though,
right?
Sal. You're in Darren's boy, DeMarcus Ware. I've never received such a nice, strong hug, I think, in my entire life from anybody.
Well, maybe
that explains the problems.
Well, I think when he asks for the hug, people, when he goes for the hug part of it, I think people maybe think he's a little special at that point. So then they just that's right.
And we were going to put lipstick on him too.
When you ask for the hug part of it, it's a little weird.
My mistake was not putting the bright red lipstick on him. That would have been it. That would have put it over the top. That was great. So Harry had to do his cap of consequences. Then we had a separate cap of consequence for whoever finished last. The Scully brothers had, you guys tied for regular season title. That was a good job by you. I think you're 152, 121, and 12. You guys ended up 31 over 500.
Nice job.
Especially to you, brother, by 9-4 in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Harry and I both ended up 2-11. Now he was, he had two wins. I had one win going into the Super Bowl and I picked the Chiefs. He had the 49ers. I'm like, Harry, let's do a tiebreaker. I'll let you pick because you have the advantage over under 47.5. Probably when I offered that to you, it was probably 46.5. And I just didn't look. And you said under. And of course, 25-22. And so now I have to pick for the cap. How does this make sense? First of all, my final score was 27-22. I was off by two freaking points. Why they don't go for the 2-point conversion in overtime, I have no idea. But no. And I still have to pick. I picked the Super Bowl right, and I have to pick from the cap right. Does that make sense? I guess I made my own bet here.
That's rough. Yeah, that's rough. It is funny because like when the score landed at 25-22, I knew the over-under was 46.5, and I had to go back to that email because I was like,
I gave him 48.
I think it might have been 48. Yeah.
All right. So I guess the moral is don't go 2-11 in the playoffs. You don't have to worry about any of this crap. But I still feel like a good I will. So we'll pick from the cap of consequences on tomorrow's podcast, and then it'll pay off on Thursday's TV, Cousin Sal's winning weekend on FanDuel TV. That's airs Friday morning. So we'll be doing that Thursday night. So lots of fun ahead. Now, Harry, I feel like you hate the Chiefs more than Donovan McNabb. The only thing is you have not extended an olive branch to the Chiefs. Donovan McNabb tried to make up with. But I hear from other people that Harry is already calling this result predictable. Is that correct, Harry?
Not so. Look, somewhat, yeah, because, look, I really don't know what to say. I kind of give up. I'm giving up on the
rooting
against the Chiefs. Kansas City rolls Miami. Dolphins phantom tackling on Mahomes in the cold look totally stink.
Okay.
Bills don't score in the fourth quarter against KC. Then John Harbaugh has the worst game plan ever by a head coach in a title game. One designed run for Lamar Jackson the entire game when they're the number one rushing team in the league. I don't know. I just think that Reed couldn't do it with me. Speaking of McNabb, Reed couldn't do it with McNabb, who had 260 career touchdowns. Had Alex Smith, who was the number one pick in the draft, couldn't win with him either. Okay. But, you know, now the poster boy of the NFL, it's obviously Mahomes after Brady left. I guess it's going to happen for years to come. So be careful what you want and wish for, because this is what's going to happen. I just give up on the Chiefs. You can't, like, I don't know what to say.
Just say they're better. Well, I mean, he hasn't
been Paulie Kidd year and whatever
because they're better or because all these excuses you're making. I mean, he hasn't given up on making excuses, Paulie Kidd. You
I don't know.
Roger, he told me last night he was
a lot of those Chiefs. Roger Goodell is a lot of good buddies. Speaking of the DeMarcus Ware hug that he gave me, Roger Goodell's hugs he gives the Chiefs are insane.
All right, slow down. So what do you think happened? So what does Goodell do? What about that game? Because you can't really blame the referees. I don't know. I can't really blame the referees at all. So I'm not sure what you're pointing to.
You're right. But I will say Kansas City had a penalty in the second quarter. Didn't have one until late fourth. But besides that.
Right. I don't know. McCaffrey's touchdown, legal man downfield. But go ahead. Keep going. What else do you want to say? Honestly, you can't blame the refs.
I give up.
Say they're better. Why can't you say they're better? Like, because none of the other stuff makes sense. Now another big market team that the NFL is screwing to get Kansas City in. Like, I don't understand. Brian, are you getting any of this?
The highest rated, most watched show ever in history. So Taylor Swift have a little thing to do with it? I think so.
Does that number go down if the Niners win in overtime? I'm not sure what you're talking about here. Brian, go ahead.
Well, look, I was just going to say,
and she brings up Kelce. It will.
He cannot get over the Andy Reid thing. The Andy Reid thing has made him look bad now for 2 years, right? He's bashed Reid. Reid is clearly the best coach in football. I mean, they obviously have, either the first or second best player in the history of football on their team as well. So, I mean, that does help. But look,
You're not even giving him credit, Harry. And your analysis, you're not even giving him credit, Harry.
Defensive player in Philly when he was the head coach there.
I will say there is something to the fact. Look, for as good as Mahomes is, and again, first or second, probably all time. But he was matched with the perfect coach. I mean, Reid doesn't get enough credit for the success he has with crappy quarterbacks too. I mean, look, Alex Smith. I mean, he did a great job with Alex Smith as a quarterback.
Alex Smith was picked first in the draft overall.
Great play caller, Harry. All right, so Josh Rosen, all these guys should have been, the coaches should have been better with them. We get it, Harry. No one's good unless you want them to be good. And even Mahomes, you won't give credit to because the Ravens had a crappy game plan and the Dolphins and it was cold. So you won't even give credit to the greatest player, except when you compare it to Andy Reid, wouldn't have done it without him. Mahomes, so I don't know.
Give credit to Reid has the titles because of Mahomes.
Right. And then you bring up the Taylor Swift nonsense, but she didn't know even the colors of the Chiefs before this year. So when they won the Super Bowl last year. So which insanity do you want to cop to? Like you're calling the result predictable and you always bet against it. It's like you have a dog that shits in the front yard every morning. You're like, I told you the dog did it again. I don't know why I keep it every single morning. This keeps happening, and I bet against the crapping. Unbelievable.
Played Kansas City in the Super Bowl a few years ago. The ratings were good. Great. This is the greatest most watched show in history.
I don't think the NFL is hurting for Super Bowl ratings. I got to be honest.
I got to be
honest. I really don't. I just don't. All right. Well, I'm glad you're done. So we don't have to hear about it because started this saying you were done with all of it. All right. So you're going to bet. Well, I said this last year too, Parley Kid. He's like, I'm done. The league is fixed. I'm betting the Chiefs every time. And I don't know what happened
Kadarius
there.
If Kadarius Toney, Darren, bumps Reid like Travis Kelce did on Monday, guess what? Kadarius Toney is.
Well, he should have. He would have been cut anyway. Why? Because he can't catch. Yes, the good players get a little leeway. I will say, I talked about it with Tate yesterday. I wonder if Belichick might bench Kelce if that happened during the game.
Well,
if that happened to him. I don't know. It was weird. I know. It's heat of the moment. I don't even know what Kelce wanted there.
Inexcusable. Sal.
He's not getting the ball on first down anyway. It's stupid, right? Like that still would have been the play if he was lined up blocking or not. I don't know.
Yeah, that was inexcusable. And that no matter what the spin they put on it, there's no way in Reid's mind everything is okay. Like he's always going to look at him a little differently. There's no doubt. The world's biggest stage, he threw a fit at his coach and literally got physical with his coach. There's no way Reid will sit back and be like he'll say all the right things because he's a class act, Reid, but that will never be the same between them. Never.
I mean, what if he falls and I was saying in Don Zimmer-esque fashion, like what does Kelce, then it's a lot worse. He's not thinking about keeping his balance at that point. I'll give you this, Harry. And I've said this over and over. There's such a small margin between greatness and glory and being left at home. And probably kid, we've talked about this. The one thing that that isn't really that no one's really shining a light on. Kansas City had 5 fumbles and only lost 1. So they had the fumble luck on their side. That is not Roger Goodell or Taylor Swift. It has nothing at all to do with that. Shut the hell up if that's what you're saying. But what I'm saying is, if they lose 2 or 3 of those fumbles, they're out. They lose the game. So it's crazy. It's just a razor thin margin.
Well, it's a fine line, Sal.
Right.
I mean, just on that punt, Sal, where it went in their favor. I mean, what are the chances of it hitting somebody's leg? I mean, it's that's why it's like for the scripted people, it's like that's right in the script right there. We're going to punt the ball. It's going to hit a guy in the leg, and Kansas City's going to recover. It's amazing. But some teams create their own luck, Sal.
Sure.
You know, and The Chiefs are just one of these teams. You know, it's kind of like we saw for years for the Patriots. Things happen to go their way, but teams that are prepared seem to get those breaks more often than not.
Listen, and also, if you want to play the who was luckier to be in the game, the Niners win by a mile, right? So that's sad.
And if I could say, I talked to Harry last night, and Harry basically, I thought an apology was on its way for the Chiefs. Because he insisted that he was going to attack Romo today on the podcast and not the Chiefs. And not the Chiefs. That Romo.
I have to say.
On the Chiefs, it might as well say the Chiefs win for 10 years in a row, and that's the way it's going to be.
Okay. All right. But a couple weeks ago, I was like, hey, Andy, just went on the road. Just went on the road, will you? Okay. So now, first of all, every Super Bowl is on the road, so that's ridiculous. But he went on the road. He did it three times.
Okay. What a job.
Okay. So he did it. So what are you going to say? I can't wait to hear what the Romo stuff was. I thought he had one of the best games he's ever had. Honestly, I thought he was all over everything. Go ahead, Harry. What are you worried about? He's telestrating. He's doing everything. He said, fuck it. I'm going to go off. I don't care. Everything that everybody hates, me calling plays. Go ahead. Whoa, boy. Why did Purdy take that time out? He had the matchup he wanted. Take a look at this. He had everything. But I'd love to hear what you would say, how you would call this differently. Go ahead.
I just don't know who didn't know the overtime rules worse, Shanahan or Romo. Darren, you admitted
he didn't
Romo
say did. Anything. What did he say about the overtime rules?
Because listen,
Harry, everybody's also, all over Romo for everything. I've not seen a single thing saying that Romo didn't know the rules. But tell me why he didn't know the rules.
What? You haven't seen anything? I've seen a ton.
What did he say that signified he didn't know the rules? The clock running out. He was the first one to point it out that the clock running out didn't matter. So what are you talking about?
I've read tons of things that said that he didn't know what the overtime.
Yeah, you wrote them down and then read them. Tell me why, because he was the first one to mention the also, overtime rule.
There's 12 and a half. There's 12 minutes, 45 seconds left in overtime.
Yeah.
San Francisco has the ball at their own 30. It's third and four. Now they make they run a pass and it's complete. So they move on the play. But before that, Romo said at third and four, if they don't make it here, I would just go for it. I would go for it. You'd go for it on fourth and four from your own 30, 12 minutes into overtime?
Yeah, maybe. Well, what happened? This is for San Francisco?
Yeah, San Francisco got the first down, but if they didn't make it, he said he would go for it.
Right, because they have the best. Why is it insane? First of all, did they lose the game? They lost the game. So everything they needed to do, getting to the other side, a field goal wasn't enough. So what are you talking about?
Shanahan's getting crushed enough. If they didn't make the first down, and they went for it fourth and four from their own 30 and don't make it.
It's not insanity, Harry. It's not insanity because whether you like analytics or not, it would probably, Bri, would analytics show up green to go for it in that regard? Forget about Mahomes. They have the best kicker in the game now with Butker. They have the best kicker in the game, Harry. Forget about Mahomes. So if you're going to punt that away, you're giving the game up. There's no point in taking the ball if you're not going to try to advance. Right. You can't punt and take it. It's not insanity, though, Harry. Either way, that if that's what you're hanging on, Romo having a bad game.
Four from your own 30 in overtime 12 minutes ago isn't insanity.
Brian, what do you think? Is that 51-49 that we're calling insanity?
Well, it's funny because sometimes you see
the score was 48-45.
I'm just telling you, it's not insanity, Harry. Break down the numbers, it's not.
Yeah, it's probably pretty close because I've seen where the analytics have shown like teams go for it on their 30 before. And I'm like, or it says some like weird index and I never understand why, but it, you know, in that situation though, I wouldn't kill them.
Yeah. If you punt, what are the chances of the Chiefs winning? 65-70%
with your defense, you don't give up a field goal. Butker has made
your
every
defense that's exhausted, and I mean he was 8 for 8 in his last drive.
I understand what you're saying, but Butker's made every single kick in the playoffs.
It's not insane, Harry. You can hate Romo all you want. You can kiss his ass at all the parties you see him at. It's not insane to suggest they go 4th and 4.
I told you he's going to get feisty, Darren. I told you.
Well, because you're wrong. I just try to be right once in a while. I'll be okay with you.
I'll be the first one to say too. Like Brian pointed out to me that there were different overtime rules, right? So, but
yeah,
I got to be honest with you. I was like in panic mode at the end, even though Romo was explaining it. I was lost in that explanation in terms of like, well, this it's going to just go over to like it's just the end of a quarter. And I'm like, oh my God, the Chiefs got a score here.
Like, no, but he meant like the end of the first quarter, not the end of a half or the game. That's what
I meant. No, and I agree, but I was lost in the explanation, not from Romo, but just not knowing the full rules myself.
Right.
That I thought like they have to score before the end of this quarter here. Like,
yeah,
you know, like,
I didn't think so because think about if the Chiefs get a possession, right? So if the Niners used 14:48 of the quarter, they weren't going to, it wasn't that the Chiefs had 12 seconds.
No, right. And like, that's where I knew that wasn't going to be the thing. Romo was actually explaining that correctly. And I myself,
well, he's an insane person for saying something that analytics agrees with. We've established that. Yeah.
Well, they agreed doing it at 30. But.
Sal, I would love to know though, when the Chiefs score with 3 seconds left.
Yeah.
How many people, how many 49ers fans, like how many people in general, like 95%, probably did not understand that rule, and we're probably
Harmon didn't know.
Well, that's the thing. I'm very curious, like the San Francisco players, because we heard heard that they didn't know the rules. I'm curious what if all of them thought, "Holy crap, the time's running out here." I know some of the analysts after the games were even saying like they were interviewing people like, oh my God, were you getting nervous because there was only 3 seconds left? Like they didn't understand the rules. Like Maurice Jones-Drew did not understand the rule when he was talking to players after the game.
Here's what I'll say though.
It's weird. It was a weird thing.
Shanahan's getting crucified for not kicking off, for taking the ball first.
Yeah.
And I want to defend him a little bit here. I really do. First of all, the fact that the who knew the rules, who didn't know the rules, did it really matter? Does it matter if you explain to everybody 45 seconds before overtime, hey, this is what's going to happen. We're going to get the ball. They're going to get the ball. If it remains the same score, we're going to have the ball with a chance to win, right? Did anyone on San Francisco on defense think that if the Chiefs scored, they had another shot? No, they were stopping them from scoring. So I think the who knew the rules, who didn't know the rules is overblown a little. The other thing is, the gas defense has to matter. It has to matter. And the Chiefs are more exhausted. And that's why that's the advantage of going first. Now, if you go first against Mahomes, make sure you get the 7. That's the only thing, Parley Kid. That's the only thing I'll say. But I can't kill him for going first there. I can't.
I was saying, I don't see when you hear what the Chiefs were talking about at the end, so their plan. Right. Their plan was if 49ers scored and then they got the ball anyway, it wasn't going to a third possession because they were going to go for 2. Right.
OK. But you don't know that. You don't know that if you're the 49ers. OK. Right.
And so to me, I totally get what the 49ers say. I cannot kill them for that. I cannot kill them for it. But Sal, but I think also. I think the 49ers defense was exhausted, right?
I guess so. Well, that's why they needed a minute. Yeah.
It was probably better for San Francisco to get the ball first.
Right.
So their defense could rest as well.
Right. Now,
that being said, why aren't they, I think they had a timeout or two left on that winning play. Why aren't they calling time? I have a problem there. Why aren't you calling timeout? Because now, if you stop them, now you're going to have the rollover of the quarter. You're going to have extra rest, possibly, too.
That's a good point.
And your defense could be fresh. So that, I'm saying, why are you leaving timeouts on the table? Your defense needed a break right there. I have more of a problem with that. That was what.
That's a good point.
Unless they didn't know the rule.
Unless they were like me, and I'm like, my gosh, the Chiefs got a score here. What are they doing? The clock's running out. I really was like in panic mode.
With Simmons and Hench, and Hench is the greatest second guesser of all time. And I'm like, guys, first of all, here's the other thing to think about. Like, everyone's like, oh, Mahomes is going to score. Mahomes scored, but they had 1 touchdown in 4 hours. Let's calm down a little bit, right? Let's just pump the brakes a tiny bit. As far as like the Chiefs were concerned, like let's think of it this way. The other overtime game in the Super Bowl was Patriots-Falcons. Is there any way in 2024 rules
that the Patriots aren't taking the ball first against the Falcons, even if the Falcons have the ball last. Bry, is there any way the Patriots aren't like Belichick's not saying, give me the ball first?
Yeah, 100%.
Little different circumstances. I know they had Falcons on the ropes defensively, but it's just kind of thing. I don't know. Whatever. You're an aggressive team.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, thinking back again, you know, Monday morning quarterback, like playing it, you have to, you know, this situation, you could clearly say now, yeah, maybe it doesn't make sense. Maybe it doesn't make sense because you're playing against Mahomes. Like now you could say it in the moment, right. In the moment, I can't necessarily kill him.
I know it went over, to your point, both defenses were playing very well, right? Like, I know the game eventually went over, but...
I mean, look, the thing is, obviously, you're giving Mahomes four downs, right? Until you get into field goal territory or a chance to score, right? To tie it up. And so you're giving him four downs. I get that. And giving him four downs is really, I mean, almost impossible to stop Mahomes. But they did have fourth and one. Right.
How great was that play call? Amazing. Can't stop that. Great plays.
And I know a lot of it's Mahomes, but that's Andy Reid too. All right, Harry, what do you want to say about this overtime? Anything?
No, you know what? I will say this. I will say this about Shanahan. I think once San Francisco did get inside the 20 of Kansas City, look, McCaffrey was fantastic, you know, during the game. But inside the 20, not so great. Kansas City's defense shut him down inside the 20 because they really tried during the game and then in overtime to push him in to get a second touchdown, rushing the ball. Now, they ran him twice in that inside the 10 there, and he got a yard, and he got another yard, and then you have to pass, and then you don't make the touchdown pass. Now you got to kick the field goal, and now you got to go deal with what you have to do after you kick the field goal. Maybe they pushed it a little bit too far trying to get McCaffrey running the ball.
I thought he should have had the fourth down play. I thought the fourth down play should have been him. I know he got it on first and second. I thought the third down play he should have been involved, but it should have been the key guy. Or Purdy takes off for a run. Where did we didn't see that at all, right? But I'm not going to second guess. Like that's
whatever.
So you know what? I think I don't know. I'm not a San Francisco 49ers fan. I only rooting interest in this was that I had KC. I wouldn't know who to root for.
Right.
But I would think a 49er fan would be like, you know, we didn't really play that bad of a game. Like, we didn't really play that bad of a game. Darren, I think there were three things.
You lose Greenlaw. Kittle had 4 yards.
People forget. And listen, the guy, here's an underrated factor. The guy who replaced Greenlaw, did you see the stat?
Yeah.
9 targets, 9 completions on the guy that replaced Greenlaw. Like, again, some teams just don't. I feel like it just. It's amazing. With Greenlaw, that might be the difference in that game if he plays the full game. So Greenlaw's injury, the missed extra point, the punt that hits the guy in the leg. Yeah. And I also think the other big thing that happened is when they intercepted Mahomes inside the Chiefs 45, and they came out of that drive with 0 points, was gigantic as well. And kudos to this Chiefs defense, because I've never seen a defense – that anytime they need to really, really make a play, they make a play. I mean, this has been going on for years now, even when their defense wasn't that good. Every time that Chiefs defense, Sal, as a Cowboys fan, we've seen 3rd and 17 and our Cowboys can't get off the field, right?
Sure.
It never happens with the Chiefs. It never. They get off the field when they have to get off the field, when it's an absolute must.
Both teams did enough and both teams didn't do enough to win the game. I mean, I think both teams would have signed off like, hey, your opponent is 19 after 4 quarters. Wouldn't everyone be like, okay, yeah, that's great. We'll take that. We can get to 20. It's 19-19 going into overtime.
AC's defense doesn't get enough credit, to be honest, from what they've done.
No, that was the story going in, but
I have playoffs.
I mean, we started this because Harry said Romo didn't know the rules in overtime. He never really told us how he didn't know the rules in overtime, though.
It's all right. It's okay. It's all right. You know what? I want to take a break because we have to. And Harry might be with us. He might not. It's wrong again.
Harry's just talking about football is over.
I want to talk about Mahomes.
Give me too many gummies. I don't know, Brian. I don't know.
and Purdy. And we'll get into some of our props. So we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, so we have to talk about this. For me, it's simple where Mahomes ranks in terms of the greats, in terms of the ones I've seen. I'm not going to throw Johnny Unitas in there because I didn't see one snap of Johnny Unitas other than on like grainy film. But I have Mahomes second in terms of players I've seen most of their career. I have him ahead of Montana. I think I may have had him ahead of Montana going into this year, but whatever. I think he's now firmly ahead. Still a distance behind Brady. Harry, you want to jump in here? Where's Mahomes here?
Yeah, it might be Brady one and Mahomes 1A. And this is going to happen for years to come, many years to come. He's still fairly young. This team is always right there. And maybe this might happen 10 years in a row. I don't know. When's it going to end? With Kansas City?
Yeah. When? I don't know. I think once you jump on them is when it's going to end, right? Once you start betting on them,
Darren, didn't I say I was going to last year at the end?
The Vikings. Yeah. Can you just see in August next year, Harry going, I'm a Chiefs fan this year.
Okay, right. We'll give him his own podcast when that happens. Oh, yeah, sure. That would have been good. All right. Parlay Kid. A big studier of quarterback yourself. You put Mahomes second.
Brady retains this title for now, but yeah. Mahomes he's number two. I don't know. He's got everything a quarterback should have. And I still marvel at his ability to move around when I don't feel like he's ultra fast or ultra agile. But yet, he seems to outrun a lot of guys on the football field. I don't know how he does it.
Definitely the most fun to watch at any of them. Brady, Montana, more than those guys. Yeah.
He's a joy to watch. He's a joy to watch. He really is.
I talked to Simmons about it. I was like, Brady's whatever. Mahomes probably get to Brady level if you don't think he's gotten there already. But which game would you rather trade if you were Mahomes? Would you rather have the win over Brady in the Tampa Super Bowl, or would you rather have the win over Brady in the championship game where what's his name jumped off sides was roll the dice on the Super Bowl? Because either way adds to his legacy, right? He had to have beaten Brady in there one of the times to get it to where he maybe doesn't have to win seven to be above him, right?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I will say that first game, right? The Chiefs Pats game was such an iconic game, right? Offsides, right. Like that one, that one I'm sure he would probably take, although he played as well as he could play. Like that loss is not.
Right. That's what that's I mean. Not, a lot of this stuff has nothing to do with the guys we talk about. Right.
Well, that goes to some of the Josh Allen stuff, right? Like Josh Allen against Mahomes, like some of that had nothing to do with Josh Allen. Like this year you make a kick, you go to overtime, or maybe not overtime. Maybe they lose at the end. When he had that perfect game against them a few years ago in the playoffs, there was nothing more he could do. They just didn't get the ball in overtime. It's very hard to say. You need a little luck anyways. But that game was such an iconic game. I think to beat Brady in that game, he would definitely have taken that one.
And then they probably beat the Rams in the Super Bowl, right? That was the Rams. I think both losers were better. Yeah, that year.
I'm so anxious to say this. I think one thing we have to also give Mahomes credit for, more so this year than ever before, and I guess you could say it for last year as well. But who is he throwing the ball to? I mean, Kelce, I know, is a Hall of Fame tight end, right?
Yeah.
But look at his receiving core this year and what he's doing. Like Rice is a rookie receiver and he's going to be very good, but he's still a rookie, mid-round draft pick. for them, right? So who is he throwing the ball to? This is incredible what he does. And that's also, except when Brady had Moss, Brady wasn't throwing to elite receivers either. I mean, you might say Edelman and Welker, but let's be honest. They, you know, they weren't elite receivers, really. Brady
it is weird. You're right. Because, but the top three teams, I think you would agree, in the AFC all could say that, right? Like, I mean, Buffalo's like, oh, all they have is Diggs, and he doesn't show up. He didn't show up for like the last eight games, seven of the last eight games. Say the same about Baltimore. Like, all right, Zay Flowers is nice, but I don't know.
It's true.
The best. And it's funny, the one who has the best receivers. Mahomes won, and the Dolphins have the best receivers, and they're like, they can't score in the playoffs. Like, so I don't know. It's very strange how you look at it. Yeah, Parley Kid, their offense just in general just is mystifying, right? The way you say Mahomes, not the fastest guy, but just, you know, makes guys miss like Michael Vick out there. And then they're sometimes like, how the hell? First of all, you could go back and forth between why can't Kelce ever get open when you don't see him for an hour? And then like, oh my God, he's
great
wide
in the playoffs.
Open. He's wide. Nobody's anywhere close to him. He's got a third of the field to himself. How does that happen too?
Like, so it's just revitalized in the playoffs. Look, and the Chiefs, I mean, really, you know, compared, you go back to that Buffalo game, not this year's Buffalo game, but the previous that crazy playoff game, you know, the Chiefs offense doesn't overwhelm you. They're not scoring 40 points a game, but they score when they have to, kind of like their defense makes stops when they have to. It's just, it's really amazing.
Yeah, it's a mystifying offense. It really is the most intriguing. It was different when Tyreek Hill was just beating guys long, you know, and he collected.
It's almost like Reed saves certain plays for certain times. Mm-hmm. Like, I know if we really need a play, here it is. And they get it.
Right. And Bryce, pointed out. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, you were saying the two-point conversion was going to be the greatest play we've ever seen. I kind of agree with you.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, if they tell you we're going for two, right? We were going to go for two in that overtime regardless.
This
you
is can only had imagine, the Niners score.
Right? The play. Yeah. I mean, we saw them play against the Raiders last year, right? And they ran that play where they were it was like a carousel, whatever they were doing. They're running a circle. There would have been something crazy you never saw before.
I was saying Mahomes' heels would have been on the white of his own end zone at some point in the play.
Right.
He would have scrambled all the way back and it would have worked. Yeah.
Right. So, but the thing that I will say, the thing that is frustrating, especially as a Raiders fan, is look. They pretty much do what they need to do to win, right? They've won three Super Bowls here. They could have lost all three, but they're that type of team, right? When the going gets tough, right? The play calling is fantastic. Mahomes makes a play. But now it's to the point where regular season, as long as they make the playoffs.
Yep. It's like hockey now.
Nothing matters, right? Like
they could
lose four games in a row next year in the regular season and people will be like, oh my God, I can't believe it. But if they make the playoffs, it doesn't matter because whatever we've seen this before, they go in pocket, they could cover two of 17 games next year. It does not matter.
Harry, you got to admit, like they can go 10 and they could not win the division. One of these years, they're not going to win the division and it might not matter. I mean, they'll just be in the same spot. They beat a one seed, they beat a two seed this year, and they beat the overall one seed in San Francisco.
No, you're right, Sal and Brian. You're spot on because, they lose three in a row in the middle in week 9, 10, and 11 of next year, and the media is just crushing them. What are they going to do? How are they going to survive? Doesn't matter. You're right. Just doesn't matter. Just make the playoffs. And now they prove they went into Baltimore, got it done. They went into Buffalo, got it done. So it doesn't matter where they play. They don't care. It very might well be even at the end with Brady. It didn't matter that they were the number one seed or not. They really kind of didn't care because they know they could go anywhere and win at any time. And unfortunately for me, that's what's happening for Kansas City.
Right. And we know who the second best team in football is now, right? After this, the Raiders, right? After all they have to be.
Well, the article that, like, I'm honestly, though, Brian, they kickstarted the Chiefs.
The Raiders, like, even, Brian, in KC.
Chiefs were kind of great. Andy Reid texted Antonio Pierce after, I think it was after the game. It's in Peter King's column and said, thank you. I mean, this really, this is an absolute, example of how you can't get complacent in this league. And you smacked us around, and I want to thank you for that. It sounded like it wasn't like right after. Maybe it was right after the game. But
we lost to your shitty team. So then we
I know. I'm trying to think of when it would be so it wouldn't sound so shitty.
Right.
Harry, Purdy played well. We're going to go over Super Bowl lines for 2025 on TV, on FanDuel TV for Friday. But for now, I can tell you the 49ers are favored at plus 450 to win this thing. I don't know if he wins a Super Bowl. It's just so hard to get back. He played well. He played well enough to win. We definitely have seen quarterbacks with worse stat lines that have won this game. But it's going to be tough. Jordan Love is better. Any team in the North could have a good quarterback. Dak Hurts. So does he get back? What do you think?
Does it get back? Sure. They still got a pretty good team. They got, and soon McCaffrey is going to be entering his seventh year. He's still very good. Obviously, he had a great season. I think they can get back, but do they win one? I don't know. I'd say no, because as long as you have Pat, Andy, Brittany, Jason, Travis, Taylor, and Roger Goodell, you're not winning one.
I would get rid of all of that. As long as I knew that Harry was betting against me, that's all. I would trade those seven names for any of it. Roger Goodell.
Darren's kids. I don't know. It's like, I don't know.
Maybe I get a serious answer out of you, Paulie kid. But Purdy, did he do enough?
Oh, I like Purdy. We've been going back and forth with a few people that, seemed to have flip-flopped on Purdy. But I think he's a winning type of quarterback. I might not have the biggest arm in the game, but I don't think that matters. He can make almost every single throw. He's mobile.
Yeah.
He's intelligent. I think he fits that system really well. I think their biggest concern in San Francisco would be like Kittle starting to slow down a little bit and break down a little bit. Debo is hurt a lot because of his physical style of play. And McCaffrey, how much longer can he do this as a premier running back when he's not the biggest guy in that out of running backs, right? So, and he takes a pounding, he takes a beating. So, but I do think they have another run in them, San Francisco. I think they're in the right division as well. I think they're okay
free agent wise. They might lose Ayuk. I think what was it? Ayuk's wife or girlfriend was talking about we might not be in San Francisco anymore. But they a couple of defensive players, Chase Young, who I don't even know what to make of anymore.
Right,
a great player or not? He definitely stepped up in the Super Bowl, but took a lot of plays off in the championship game. I'm trying to think who else. Who else, Bry, is a free agent for this 49ers team? And a couple of defensive players, I thought.
Yeah, but that I was going to say. They
the
might
center
have
who got hurt,
players.
Feliciano. He could be gone.
Look, I will say, too, they had some players in the secondary, right, that had been hurt. So, they'll be back. Yeah, I think, it's tough to say. Offensively, I agree with Darren. Debo and Kittle, you're never – fully sure. I mean, Ayuk is obviously a huge part of that offense, so they really need they really need him back. It would be tough to replace him with a guy as good,
Harry touched on it for a second, but Kittle was nowhere to be found in that game, right? One of my props was 25 plus yards. I'm like, okay, that's just one of those winners. I'll just throw that on a same game parlay. No, not the case. I don't know. Well, very strange. You knew they'd crush us on one of the prop guys, one of the main prop guys, right?
Yeah, well, look, I'll say in terms of I don't know defensive scheme. It's not like I watched the All 22, so I really couldn't say. But the coverage they had at certain points of that game was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I didn't really necessarily see on Kittle, but some of the coverage they had on Debo or some of those big plays, towards the end zone, those guys were glued to the receiver without interfering with them, which is
phenomenal. The Chiefs guys were covered too, right? How many times you see, Mahomes scrambling to the right? I think Bosa had 10 pressures or something.
Bosa was good too. Bosa was good.
Your boy Sam Darnold's a free agent, Harry. Javon Kinlaw. Cleveland Farrell's big. Randy Gregory. Now I'm just looking at these names. I don't know. Sebastian Joseph Day. decent. But yeah, their offense seems to be intact, which is going to be it's good news for the 49ers. All right, let's get to our props here. Now we had this. This is great. I didn't think about the irony of this parlay. Could you win our first touchdown pool? You had McCaffrey to score the first touchdown. I had an ability to block you, and I'm stupid. I split my $10 between McCaffrey and Kelsey. You have 200 fake dollars. You pick first touchdown winners throughout the playoffs. You won. This is ironic because you hadn't picked one all year. You hadn't picked one
exactly.
First touchdown. Unbelievable.
Exactly. Look, I save it for one account, Sal. That's
good.
That's what I was doing. I was just
good
saving it for when it counted. We know how this
Speaking
goes.
Speaking of saving it for when it counted, has Harry paid you yet? Because I paid you what, seconds after? I've been
seconds
right
after.
I don't
seconds.
Know what do we owe?
$50.
Seconds after.
Oh, okay.
Right after. I don't even think McCaffrey was done celebrating. I had the Venmo transaction gone through. You can handle that, right? Good luck getting from Babyface for sure. What else did you hit, Parley Kid? I felt like every 20 minutes or so, there was a plus money point that came through for you.
So, I like to bet, and I don't bet big, Sal. So when for you guys, if you guys say, oh, monster day, that probably means you guys probably won like upwards of $5,000. For me, monster day is like if I'm going over like $500. So I had
monster day for me is if I lose less than $1,500. That's my monster day.
So basically, I like to put a little on all of the picks I make on the pot. So starting from last week, I'll make a real quick rundown of the picks I made on the pod and just the picks I made on the pod. And I think I had 7 out of 8 were winners.
Wow.
Almost every single one of them was plus money. So Kansas City money line. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I took them on the money line. Kansas City to have a fourth down conversion, winner at -102. Both teams to have a fourth down conversion, winner +310. First punt, fair catch, +235. Chiefs over 5.5 third down conversions, +120. Over 2.5 players with the pass attempt, +160, winner.
Good.
Number of plays on first TD drive, under 8.5, +110. It was 8. That was a winner. So
nice.
The only one I lost on was for both quarterbacks to throw a touchdown in each half. That was a loser.
Mm. Interesting. Okay. And then that overtime wouldn't have counted. Not that it mattered, but overtime wouldn't have counted for that. Some people were asking me about these like squares and everything else. Does overtime count? Yes, for the most part, I think it does. All right, Harry, what did you had a couple too? A couple winners?
Yeah. I had Kelsey first Kansas City catch at 2-1 and over 70 yards receiving. I thought that was pretty easy. That's 13 straight playoff games. He's done that. And 4 of his last 5 playoff games now, he's had the first catch for Kansas City in the game. Fred Warner +320, most tackles that tied with Bolton of Kansas City at 13. Mm-hmm. So you get a cut there. McCaffrey over 129. After
you're going to send Dre Greenlaw some money for that? That one that you split from Fred?
Yeah. It's out. The one that you really like, that +113, same game.
Loved it.
McCaffrey 5 receiving, Kelsey 50 yard receiving, and Noah Gray comes through with at least one catch. I think he had two or three.
It took him a while, but I had that one too. And by the way, didn't we go somewhere? We were at Caesars or something that they had that prop was blown out of the water. They screwed that. That was terrible. Like -1500 catch or something for Noah Gray. Yeah.
Brian, we and Sal were checking it out. It was Noah Gray, one catch, -1500.
Come on. That's why we left them. That's why we had to get rid of them. We had to move on.
Two catches I don't know what it was.
I don't know. Yeah, the one was nuts. Bri, 0-0. Good job by you. That was nice plus money. You taught us how to do it. 0-0 with the squares,
first quarter, considering that was the most time I have ever spent analyzing some type of thing that we did.
Well, so if it works, it's worth it, right?
I was glad that hit. Yeah, you gotta play the double zeros.
Right. I'm trying to think. The double zeros won, the 0-3 won, and then the 0-3-1 again in the third quarter. And then it gets weird, right? And then it was like 9-9 and then 5-2, obviously. Yep. Yeah, I had the 7-3. Didn't collect on that. I had but this is the bet I should just only make. This is the only thing I should do. I had Niners first half KC game +650. That I should be locked into that. Simmons said that bet should be named after me. I'm fine, whatever. If it's not, that's good too. I just should just do for it all the time. Purdy interception was my big prop bet.
The more I thought about it over the week, I'm like, he's going to have butterflies. This is going to be weird. He throws four or five interceptable passes anyway. One of them will get gobbled up by a Chiefs defender. And it didn't happen. And what makes it worse, and Harry, you'll love this. My TVs are off like 3 seconds. So the one in my office is the earlier one. The one we were all watching on in the living room is the later one. And in overtime, was that first down where he threw the pass? And it looked like it was picked off. And I hear Jack, Harry, my son Jack, in the office like, oh, yeah. And I was like, oh, thank God. And then when you watch it, it does look like he has it. Yeah. And so I'm high-fiving everyone in the house. All right, Chiefs are going to win here. There's my interception. No, not the case. I was like, Jack, get the hell in here. You're ruining that game for everyone.
Watching in your office?
He was the only one. I was like, and I made a move because he ruined it for me.
Did he at least tell you 3 seconds in advance that it was incomplete?
No, it was just, he was reacting. I don't know why. I think when I saw it, and then I figured, all right, he already knows the result. So I'm good here. I don't know. What a mess.
By the
that's
way,
it, basically,
Alan, on Wise Guys, when we, from the FanDuel Super Bowl party, remember when I gave you guys Taylor Swift over 25 and a half seconds of airtime during the game?
Crushed it, right?
In the middle of the third quarter, she was at 38. I stopped counting.
And they didn't even show her till the second quarter, right? I mean, there wasn't a lot of reason to, but then there was no scoring by the Chiefs. And it wasn't like
Kelsey almost knocked over his head coach, right?
Yeah, of course it has to be over. Right. All right. They wouldn't show that. All right. You know what? Let's do this. It's time to deep dive into the collectively crushed soul of the D3 in a segment we hate to call Bet Aches.
When a bet makes you sick and you make the wrong pick, it's a bet ache. It's a bad ache. It's a
bad ache. All right. I think, Harry, go ahead. You start. You had one. You had a six-leg parlay. Go.
Right. I had a six-leg same-game parlay. We put this in Vegas. It's 13-1. I had San Fran plus 4.5 on an adjusted line. McCaffrey to score a touchdown. That's in. That scores early. Mahomes to throw a pick. Yeah, I get that. Bolton over 8.5 tackles. He has 13. Kelsey over 70 yards. Has in the 90s. And the guy that I kind of keyed on and I mentioned a couple times during the past few pods who didn't really show up was Brandon Ayuk all playoffs, but I thought he wasn't the Super Bowl. I needed just an adjusted line, adjusted Brandon Ayuk 50 yards or more. And of course, he winds up with 49.
Wasn't he overthrown in the end zone too? Was that first quarter?
Yeah, he was overthrown and that would have been 30 yards. I had him for touchdown.
That weighs into mine, which is the worst. I had a night. Oh, man, Brian, this would have paid off great. Like four winners, and the one loser was there will be a score in every quarter. And then McCaffrey fumbles, right? And then they're on their way in there. They get it back. Wow. The Chiefs turn it over, and then the nine, and then that Ayuk play. I was like, oh, Jesus, that's it. It just sucks when you lose a big one like that early on. Again, I mentioned Kittle, 25 or more yards. I don't know what happened there. And also tails. I don't know if you saw the way the coin bounced, but it really looked like it was going to stop on tails. And there was one more flip. I'm not sure what the replay rules are for the coin toss, but they might want to consider it, Bri. Right? There's a lot of money bet on those.
That's rough. Well, did any of you have the
I didn't have Reba. I stayed away from that. I knew it would be
although
screwy.
I will say FanDuel, like I. It was very weird, right? I think FanDuel paid on the over, right?
They did.
Over 90 and a half seconds was the winner for them, for FanDuel.
So it opened at 86. It went to 90 and a half. She was cruising through it. It looked like she wanted no part of the
base. Oh, my God. Yeah. Right away, I'm telling Darren, well, this is going like 30 seconds under. I mean, because I was timing it, and she was like halfway down in 5 seconds.
I thought they decided they were going to stop on the first brave no matter what. You can't freestyle after that. It was like she did home of the brave, and then she held it like, you know, like you're not supposed to go with the second one. And by then the fighter jets are, the whole audio is out. You don't know what's going on. So stupid. All right. That's it. Mikey Meatballs. Let's hear the music.
When a bet makes you sick and you make the wrong pick, it's a bad egg. It's a bad egg. It's a bad ache.
Okay, that's our football roundup. Let's take a quick break, and we got some Wednesday NBA action for you.
Add a berry blast off for your day with the new Berry Pebbles. A berry twist on a classic breakfast. Perfect for giving those growing minds a blast of creativity. With the new Berry Way to Pebbles. Yabba dabba do you with Berry Pebbles. Head to postpebblescereal.com to learn more. Yabba dabba do and the Flintstones and all related characters and elements, copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.
All right, Wednesday in the NBA, transparency here. We're doing this Tuesday late afternoon, so some of these lines are soft. I'll start us off. Philadelphia at home, -4 over Miami. The Embiidless Sixers went on the road and beat Cleveland Monday night. Buddy Hield and Kelly Oubre, 24 apiece. Miami playing a back-to-back now on the road. They were in Milwaukee Tuesday night. Sixers have a two-game win streak, 32-21 against the spread. Heat, 8-17 against the number on the road. I think Philly goes on a little run here. Miami's inconsistent, lost 7 out of 10, and two of those wins were against San Antonio and Washington. Give me Philly, 117-109. They win, they cover. Parlay kid, what you got?
Well, I'm going to stick with my hometown Knicks out. So this is such a sad thing with the Knicks right now because they look like one of the best teams in the NBA, and now they are riddled with injury. Very depressing. It's almost like, yep, it figures we can't have nice things here as Knicks fans. But I do think some of the additions that they've made to this team are going to pay off in the long run. But if you did watch the game, which I know you didn't, but you saw text messages from Brian and I, they are a very, very angry team right now, the Knicks. It was maybe one of the worst officiated games I've seen in a long time. Terrible calls. And look, they were one-sided. This is a game, and I don't complain about refs. You don't really hear me complain about them ever. But this was a one-sided officiated game. Seemed like, and again, I'm not into fixes, but boy, oh boy, there was something wrong from the start in this game, the physicality the Rockets played with. And then at the end, the Knicks lose on a devastating foul call, which the refs have since admitted that they blew the call. It's a terrible call.
I hate that.
But the Knicks themselves, they're limping into this All-Star break on a three-game losing streak right now. This is kind of, I think, in their minds, they're trying to get one win here to at least go into this break feeling at least semi-good about themselves, going, look, we're going to be a healthier team after this break. They do sometimes struggle in Orlando, but I think this is a team that's – Tom Thibodeau is going to lead this team to a win. I've never seen a team so upset at the end of a game as I saw last night. They're going to be angry playing the Magic. They're going to show it. Bogdanovich has a huge game off the bench for the Knicks. Knicks win outright in this game. So I think we're going to be giving 1.5. It could change because the injury factor. DiVincenzo could be out for the Knicks now. So I'm not sure, but take the Knicks either way. Take them to win the game.
Well, the line is up now, and it's +2, and the Knicks are plus.
There you go.
+110.
There you go. Take them just to win the game. They're winning the game.
Brian, what you got for us for Wednesday?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Golden State, -0.5 over the Clippers. Look, the Warriors aren't dead yet, right? It seemed like just a couple weeks ago. It was like, that's it for the Warriors, right? But they're making a nice little run now, right? They've won 5 straight, won 7 of the last 8. And, you know, the Clippers, I will say, while they were dominant, they had a nice run there. They have lost 2 of their last 3 games. So, you know, I hope this isn't like the Golden State Laker bet I had a few weeks ago where I lost a ton of money on, but when it was pretty much a pick 'em. But I like the way they're playing. I know this is all of a sudden this Bill Simmons team right now.
He loves them +130 to make the playoffs. He did make a good point. Like FanDuel, some of the shops are like asleep at the wheel right around Super Bowl week. You could have had Golden State over 41.5. Now I think it's 43.5. They're tightening up some of these lines. So all right, you like them over the Clippers?
Yeah, I like them basically as a pick 'em here.
There you go. All right, Harry, Denver substantial favorite over Sacramento.
Yeah, I'm going to lay the 7.5. The Nuggets have lost actually 2 in a row, but both those are on the road. Nuggets much better at home than on the road this season. They're just 1 game over 500 on the road, but 17 games over 500. Denver actually 0-2 as well versus Sacramento this year, but both games We're on the road. Lost them by 29 on Friday. I think the Nuggets get revenge and blow the Kings out and cover easily. Kings do give up the third most points in the Western Conference. Denver 3-0 straight up in their last three at home versus Sacramento. Two of those three wins by double digits, Sal. So give me Denver. I'll lay the 7.5.
That West is going to be insane. There's like four teams separated by a half a game, one game. Really, not what it's going to be with that West. All right, listen, let's take another break to tell a couple of Vegas stories and we'll get out of here. All right, so, you know, we talked about Harry approaching the players and uttering a Taylor Swift lyric and then asking for a hug. That was fun. I got to interview and screw with prop-wise with Josh Allen and Max Crosby and Carrot Top and Tommy DeVito's agent. That was lots of fun. Harry and I shared a room the last night. We accused each other of snoring too loud.
Yes. But you were snoring and farting.
Well, yes, yeah, I'm a versatile sleeper, especially at the Luxor. By the way, the Luxor, have you ever been in a hotel that didn't have conditioner? You get in the shower and they have body gel and shampoo, and they're like, fuck you, you're lucky you get that. We're not getting in conditioner. Also, worse than that, Bri, forget about HDTV. I was watching Knicks Mavs on standard def. That was a game where the Knicks had like six players suit up. I needed the Mavs. How did we live like that? My God.
Jeez.
It really is bad. Watching
that.
What is going on? What's going on at the Luxor?
Really bad.
Oh my God.
Terrible. Wow. Harry arranged for a visit from his ex-girlfriend during the trip. I don't know if you guys know this. You guys know this?
Was this Pearl?
Is Angie listening to this podcast? I hope so.
Angie apparently, she knows. I wouldn't have brought it up if she didn't know about it. I might have actually.
Well, she doesn't get jealous of Perla. Perla's like 78 years old.
I probably
would. Yeah, but if you've ever seen Pearl, good. I mean,
Pearl looked good.
So here's what
Pearl looked good. Angie looks good, but he was out late. I'll say that. What time were you?
But I did make it back to the Luxor before you.
Wow.
You did, but I was gambling. You know, I had some other vices that I had to take care of. But all right, well, that's good. So you caught up and everything's okay.
You're happy though, Sal. I mean, I will say, guys, Sal was told me, I won't say how much, but Sal said how much he brought to Vegas to gamble. And then when everything was said and done after I left and he was leaving, you were thrilled, Sal. Thrilled that you were down only 700 for the whole trip.
Oh, I didn't have to go in. I had my money hidden in my luggage. I'm like, I'm so glad I didn't have to go into this however many thousands I brought. I won in poker. Yeah. Screw blackjack. I hate it.
I will say, you're lucky I was not there.
Yeah, well, that's
if I was there, I would have had you playing blackjack, and then
I was playing. That's it. No one really forced me to play blackjack. Brian Gewirtz, right? Our buddy from $7, The Rock, and WWE played with me a couple hands. Harry saw it. We went. It was like 0-4, $50. That was the thing. You couldn't find by Friday. You weren't finding anything less than $50. So you had to win early if it was craps or blackjack or whatever. So that was that. What else real quick? I know Harry.
I want to get back to the Pearl story. I mean, I don't understand. Like, how old is Pearl now?
It's Pearla. Pearla, right? Yeah.
Pearla.
She's 54.
Well, that's weird that it's Pearla, because Harry's never said Pearla, ever. Oh, and it's
really?
Like, right, has he ever said Pearla?
No.
I didn't remember.
She's got to be 70. She's got to be 70.
No, Gigi said. Gigi might be 70.
Gigi's the one.
I will say, I always confuse the two of them.
Pearl is like an assistant principal,
the names,
right?
The names. Yes, that's why. I forgot. I forgot that was Pearla.
She works in the third largest school district in America, Clark County.
Right. There you go. There you go. They boast a 12% graduation rate. It's really good.
Yeah,
dinner right next to Joe Montana.
Yeah, I was going to say that I had that written down. We ate right now. We were at Mr. Chow's one night. We ate next to Joe Montana. Mikey was there, and Harry did not bother him. He showed remarkable restraint. That was good. Yep. Nice. I mean, it was like an arm's distance.
You didn't make any eye contact, Harry, or anything. You didn't make any, like,
he did, but you could never tell.
Well, they had like a party of eight, so I just left him alone, even though.
Didn't you catch a pass from him?
I did. So I could have brought that up. I should have bought him a Guinness. He's in those Guinness commercials. I should have bought him a Guinness.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you would have had to spend money. So I guess
that's right. Give him another $1,500. Yeah, there you go. Mikey Meatballs, you had fun, right? We had a good time.
Yeah, we had a good time. It was good.
We had a meal with Ryan Russillo. Michael got to put a microphone on Josh Allen and Max Crosby. What other players did you get to touch? I mean, Mikey's like miking these people up, right?
Mikey said Josh Allen was smaller than he thought.
Is that right? He might have been.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about it. Baker, too, I thought. I was surprised.
Well, I think Michael thinks like he's his upper body is bigger than Josh Allen's upper body. That's my guess.
Maybe. Is that true, Michael? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
He didn't think that about Russillo. I will say Michael came back from Las Vegas to LA. He took the Saturday at 6:30 a.m. flight, which I looked it up. That had never been done by a single heterosexual man with no kids. I mean, I just the Saturday 6:30 a.m. from Vegas to L.A. Good job, Michael. So Michael, you're in the day club by 9:30, right?
No, I was asleep in my room by 8 a.m.
Mm. Oh, were you really? Did you stay up the night or did you just go like have 3 hours of sleep?
I took like a 2 hour nap.
Yeah, that was going to be a tough call. All right, listen, we had a good time. Hopefully go back next year, Harry. New Orleans, right?
New Orleans. Let's go. Let's do it.
Wow. Yeah, nice. Right.
Harry already is betting against the Chiefs. I don't know how he found the line on it, but he's betting against the Chiefs in that game. So good job by you. Good job by everyone. Thanks for Mikey Meatballs and the D3. That's another episode of Against All Odds. I want to say so long and happy handicapping. You must be 21 or older and present in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. You have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Kentucky, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia, or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPENY in New York.